It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
On Monday, COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins announced that there will be a vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers and teachers. High-risk workers in the health and disability sector must be fully vaccinated by the 1st of December 2021 and receive their first dose by the 30th of October. And as for teachers, school and early learning staff and support people who have contact with children and students must be fully vaccinated by the 1st of January 2022 and receive their first dose by the 15th of November. On the same day, the Prime Minister and Pharmac also announced that they had signed an advanced purchase agreement for the new COVID-19 treatment pill, Molnupiravir, an oral antiviral drug meant to treat people with mild to moderate COVID-19 symptoms. New Zealand is one of the first countries in the world to sign an advanced purchase agreement for the new COVID-19 treatment pill. And while the pill is yet to be assessed and approved by MedSafe, early trials have shown that the treatment greatly reduces hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19. Once it is approved, New Zealand will receive an initial supply of 60,000 courses. So this morning, I spoke to Brooke about these two announcements made by the government this week to hear ACT's position on these two COVID-related topics. I began by asking Brooke about the vaccine mandate to hear if she thought this decision was a necessary call to make.
Well, I think it was the right call that the government needed to make because there are a range of businesses out there who are currently asking the question of how do our obligations under the law stack up? You know, you've got people who have health and safety obligations to make sure that their staff feel safe and secure coming into work and that is captured under the law. But you've also got the Human Rights Act saying that employers can't discriminate based on their employees. So there is a tension under the law, and I think what the government really did need to do is draw a line in the sand and say, if you are a business, if you do employ people, you do have a right to have people on your premise who are vaccinated. And the government as an employer, I think, has the right then to say that people who work in their facilities need to be vaccinated.
Do you believe that this mandate will see the results of bumping up vaccination numbers?
I certainly hope it will, because I really do want to stress that the vaccine and making sure that we have a vaccinated population is the best way of ensuring that we can go back to a life post-lockdowns, because currently the reason why we're having lockdowns is because the government believes we wouldn't have proper hospital capacity. And we know from the evidence overseas that having a vaccine ensures that people don't have as severe symptoms as if they didn't have the vaccine.
And yeah, just coming back to what you said, commenting on, you know, what's happening overseas, we have also seen that vaccine mandates can sometimes result in workers leaving their places of employment. Do you think that this poses a risk in New Zealand?
Well, look, there will be a small number of people where the new policies just won't work for them. And I heard on the news this morning that a few teachers have already decided that they will leave the profession. But there is always going to be that tension. And it's really important that the government does put in place more structure for a business owner to say what their obligations are under the law. Everybody has a right to have employment, but people don't have a right to have a particular type of employment, especially if that puts a business owner in a very awkward and difficult situation, tossing up the differences between their health and safety obligations to everybody else and providing a safe workplace and discrimination under the law.
At the moment, the tertiary education sector is not included in this vaccine mandate. Do you think it should be?
Well, I think it should actually be up to the universities for themselves to decide whether they want or don't want to have that obligation. I think it's the same that I would be advocating for all businesses, whether you're a university, whether you are a cafe or a physio. You should have the right as an employer to say these are the rules that we have set to ensure a safe work environment for people coming into our facilities, but also for the people who do work here and want to know that they have a lower risk of contracting COVID. So I would say that we just need to make sure that the rights and obligations for employers are set under the law. But also, the other thing I'll just mention is that, you know, the government has put in place a deadline for when these new rules come in for the health workforce and for teachers. But really, what they should be doing is also putting in place a deadline for when we actually expect to open up for travel around the rest of the world as well. Because I certainly believe that if we had a date and deadline for when we were to open up, we would actually see an increase in the number of vaccinated.
And moving on to another government announcement made on Monday, the Prime Minister shared that the government has made an advanced purchase agreement for the new COVID-19 treatment pill, Molnupiravir. I'm not sure if I've said that correctly. Okay. Well, do you support this purchase?
I do support the purchase of Molnupiravir. I believe the government has actually done the right thing by signing the advanced purchase agreement. My only issue here is, when will we actually see it, and when will we make sure that people will be able to take it if it does get approval internationally? Because it hasn't gone through the FDA and the TGA yet. But one thing that we have to see is us able to move fast to make sure that people can get the therapeutics that they need. And it is surprising to me to see that Australia has given pre-approval for around 7 different types of therapeutics, but MedSafe is slow off the mark. So the ACT Party is actually calling for the government to say, as soon as these new therapeutic drugs hit the market and they're deemed safe by the Australians or the Americans, there is no need for them to come through the equivalent MedSafe procedure. They're safe enough for Australians. If they're safe enough for Americans, they're safe enough for us.
So do you think that MedSafe is too slow?
It is, and I've been working on this on a range of different therapeutics, not just for COVID, but sometimes it can take up to 2 years for a new drug on the market to get approval through MedSafe when it's already being used in America and Australia and other OECD countries. We need to make sure that we are not unnecessarily delaying the treatment that New Zealanders deserve.
And just using the example of the Pfizer vaccine, would you argue that sometimes MedSafe does work quickly and efficiently?
I think it can be done faster. The pressure is applied. What happened in the case for the COVID vaccine is we saw pharmaceuticals for the very first time in New Zealand being appropriated through a different method. You know, we had MB in charge of the whole vaccine procurement strategy, as opposed to Pharmac and MedSafe all working independently. I think what we need to see is more quicker uptake and acknowledgement that New Zealanders do need access to medicines and therapeutics faster, because not only for COVID, but these therapeutics can help save lives and help people with their well-being and welfare. And I hope that in future, MedSafe and Pharmac will in fact be able to take up new drugs quicker.
That was ACT Party's Deputy Leader, Brooke Van Velden, talking about the vaccine mandate for teachers and most healthcare workers, as well as the government signing an advanced purchase agreement for the new COVID-19 treatment pill, Molnupiravir, which I hope I've been saying correctly.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.